This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, tonight is night number 14, which means tomorrow will be the 15th of Ramadan, and tomorrow evening, and that's halfway with the month. And that objective of لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ, that you might attain taqwa, we need to ask ourselves, inshaAllah, are we there? And if we're not yet there, then we need to get there, inshaAllah. And that whatever we did, we ask Allah to accept these past 14, 15 days of fasting and salah, and grant us the energy and the strength. I know I can see people yawning, I feel like yawning, but inshaAllah, 2 weeks, again, 2 weeks between Jannah and Jahannam. 14 days, 15 days between Jannah and Jahannam. A little bit of effort, inshaAllah, and the greatest night of the year is coming up. May Allah grant us the tawfiq and the strength and all the goodness to get there. Ameen. We continue with yesterday's very complicated surah, Surah Al-Bayyinah. And not to recap too much, Surah Al-Bayyinah, we said Bayyinah is that clear evidence that comes where you cannot sit on the fence. You must choose this side or that. And if you, when the Bayyinah comes, you still don't follow through, then this is really misguidance. And we said that only when Bayyinah came, did the Ahlul Kitab really splinter and break in divisions. It didn't mean that they weren't in groups and sects before. It means that when we divide, and it's a lesson for us to learn, if we divide and we have differences of opinion in a grey area, then it's not a sect, it's valid differences. There's a valid difference of agreement because there's evidence both sides. But when the evidence is very clear, then any differences on that, on the clear essential issues, that is a sect, that is a division which is bad. So some differences we said are not bad. Having four madhaib, alhamdulillah, we make shukr to Allah that we have differences of opinion in fiqh. But in other areas that are very, very clear, the essentials of the deen, there if we have differences, we said this is not good division, but it is bad. This is tafarruq, which Allah warns us against. So we ask, what are the essentials of the deen? What are the things we must unite on and we cannot be divided? There are a number of them, but Allah summarizes them in this one ayah. This one ayah summarizes basically the essentials of our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi shaitan rajeem, وَمَا أُمِرُوا. Allah spoke about the Ahlul Kitab when He sent them a scripture. And similarly in this scripture, Allah says, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ خُنَفَاءَ وَيُكِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمَةَ. And they were not commanded, meaning the Ahlul Kitab, the laws that came in the Torah and in the Injil and in this Quran, they were not commanded except to worship Allah sincerely, to Him in religion, inclining to truth, and to establish salah and to give zakah, and that is the correct religion. So let's go through this ayah word for word. So Allah says, we send the bayyinah to Ahlul Kitab. And in that bayyinah, in the Torah and the Injil, the thing that, yes, there were many laws, but in the essence, what did He say? Allah said, we commanded them, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا, except the main and most important thing of the Torah and the Injil and this Quran is what? To worship Allah alone. That is the essence of this deen. Not to go to any grave or any saint or any object or any idol or any Nabi or any jinn, but to worship Allah alone. That is the essence of all the religions that He sent, all the books Allah sent down. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, to worship Allah alone. مُخْلِصِين, the مُخْلِص, like خُلَاصَة, is to be filtered. If you see something which is filtered purely, all the muck is taken away, it is completely pure. So Allah says, worship Allah, mukhlisin, sincerely, purely, every ounce of ibadah is for Him. Lahu ad-deen, for Him belongs the deen, to Allah alone. Khunafa. Now what is khunafa? You heard today in the Taraweeh, we heard that word khunafa, and it's associated with Nabi Ibrahim. Nabi Ibrahim, when they used to call themselves, what religion did they follow? They said, we're Muslimin khunafa. We are those who submit, and we are Hanifs. Hanif was before they were Yahud and Nasara, as Allah says in the Quran. Nabi Ibrahim came before the Torah, and before the Injil, and before the Quran. But the most that resembles, to explain Nabi Ibrahim, the essence of monotheism, Tawheed. He was a pure, so his followers were called Hanifs. The religion of Nabi Ibrahim, they called him Hanif Musliman, that they were Muslims. Hanif meaning pure religion, pure Tawheed. And even today, the Christians and the Jews will say, Abraham is the father of monotheism. This, even though it was before Nabi Ibrahim, but he really brought back Tawheed to the dunya, to worship Allah alone. And the beautifully in the Taraweeh, the ayat discussed, Nabi Ibrahim said, he looked at the sun and the moon and the stars and the idols, and he said, all these things, I don't worship these things. I am worshipping, when they asked him, now would you worship the one who made me? That is the one I worship. The one who made me, the one who when I'm sick, I call out to him. When I'm in difficulty, he answers my du'as. And when I die, I'm going back to him. That is Hunafa. So Allah says, worship Allah like that. Be a Hanif like Nabi Ibrahim. So to Allah alone belongs the religion, and all worship is for him. And to yaqimus salah, establish salah, wa yu'tu zakah. Isn't worshipping Allah, salah and zakah, part of worshipping Allah? Yes, but Allah heightens these two aspects of ibadah. Meaning, if a person, and this was obviously before Hajj and Sawm was compulsory, if a person stays away from shirk, he doesn't worship anyone besides Allah, and he does the five pillars, he makes his salah, he pays his zakah, he fasts Ramadan, he does Hajj, khalas, you go to Jannah. That is guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will definitely, inshallah, go to Jannah. We know the hadith with a Bedouin, a man from the desert comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me what I must do. So the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him the five pillars. Worship Allah alone. Don't worship anyone besides him. Don't make dua to anyone but Allah. Make salah, pay zakah, fast in Ramadan, perform hajj. So the man said, I will do those five things. I won't decrease on them, but I won't increase on them. I won't make a single extra nafil salah. Not a single extra sunnah sawm. I won't give a single cent in charity besides zakah. That's all I'm going to do. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if he's telling the truth in what he says, then he's going to Jannah. Those five things, you do that, khalas, that's the deen. So Allah says, وَذَلِكَ دِينُ الْقَيِّمَةِ, that this is the established, safe, true deen. This is the way to Jannah. Now Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, anyone who goes besides that, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, whether you أَهْلُ الْكِتَابِ, O mushrikeen, all the idol worshippers, if you don't do these things, فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ, then the destination is Jahannam. The word Jahannam, it's actually Persian. It comes from a Persian word called Jahna, which is Jahnam. Jahnam, which means a torture chamber, a place of torture. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is not a place of torture only. It's a chamber of torture filled with fire. That subhanAllah, the walls are made of fire. And there are so many ahadith. And I don't, not to scare us, but just remember, between us and Jahannam are these 15 days of rahmah. That we don't know where our account is currently sitting with Allah. It could be in credit. We might not have made enough salah. Or we might have done some shirk we didn't do. May Allah protect us and forgive us, and we stay away from these things, because it nullifies, as we'll learn tomorrow, it nullifies everything. But just some things of Jahannam, that Allah, the hadith says, Allah stoked the fire of Jahannam for 70 years and it became red hot. And for 70,000 years, and then another 70,000 years, and it became white, burning white. And then 70,000 years further until it became pitch black. So Jahannam is totally dark, yet it's filled with fire. And the people of Jahannam, not only will they be punished, they will have lost all hope, but they will not be able to exit it. So what do they do? How do you spend your time in Jahannam being punished? What do? You just sit and be punished and cry all day. And the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hadith, which hits to me, and different things might hit to different people, that the people of Jahannam will just spend all day and night crying and crying and crying. All their tears will run up and they'll start crying their blood, until all their blood runs up, and they will just spend eternity like this. May Allah protect us. So Allah says, eternally they'll be in Jahannam, Khalidin. Khalid is the one who is eternal, meaning the one who does not die. They will not live or die in Jahannam, Khalidina fiha. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ, those, they are the worst of bariyah. Bariyah are creatures, the worst of living things. Now it's a beautiful link up with Surah At-Tin, if you remember. Allah says that He made you in the best of stature, ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. How did you go from being the top to the bottom? Yeah, Allah explains, they did not follow these simple essential rules. They went and lowered themselves to idols besides Allah. Then Allah says, as for inshallah, those who are on the haqq, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those of you who believe in Allah, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and you do good, and this comes always together. You cannot say, I'm a believer inside, but I don't do any salah, I don't give any charity, I'm not a good person. No, you have to be internally and externally good. And first, more importantly, internally. If you do good things on the outside, but inside you have kufr, it's not going to count. So Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, you believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and you do good things, good deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ, that this is the very best of all creatures, meaning you are even better than Jibreel. So think about that, ya Ikhwatul Islam, that while you are in fasting, while you are in salah, while you are worshipping Allah, at this moment in time, in the entire universe, you are the greatest and most beloved creature to Allah in His entire creation. Allah says, you are the very best of all His creatures, above Jibreel even, while you are busy in ibadat. Jaza'u, and therefore, only naturally Allah needs to give you a reward. Jaza'uhum, their reward, inda rabbihim. Only their Lord, it's with Allah. Your reward is with your Rabb. Meaning, no one can give you this reward except Allah. You need to go and collect it from Allah. So big is your reward. Inda rabbihim, jannatu adnin tajri min tahtiha al-anharu khalidina fiha abada. That you will have gardens. Jannah is a garden. Jannah is a garden. Just for a spot prize, just to wake you up and get the oxygen flowing. Jannah, if you see the in the Arabic language, when there's a word with a jim and the noon together, like Jannah and Jinn and Janin, which means the womb, the embryo. Do you know why a jim and the noon are put together, what it symbolizes? Who knows? A word in Arabic language with a jim and the noon are together, it has something, it conveys a certain meaning. What does Jannah and the Jinn and the embryo have in common? You can't see them. When the jim and the noon are put together, these words usually imply something which you cannot see. So a jannah, a garden, is called jannah because you can't see inside the trees. The jinn, you can't see them because they're invisible. The embryo, you can't see it because it's inside the mother. So Allah is saying that this hidden garden, you don't know the rewards that are there in store for you, you just believe. Adan means it is a garden that never wilts, it never dies. And you who go in there will never die. Tajri min tahti al-anhar, we said this before, that always, and if you look even today, we are the prime locations on the water, by the close to the water. So every single person, your house in Jannah, you will have this massive garden. And we said the smallest Jannah is 10 times the heavens and the earth. 10 times the entire universe. That's the smallest. The last guy goes to Jannah, he's going to get 10 times that. We hope for more than that, ameen. But you will have these gardens with rivers flowing underneath your homes, underneath our houses. Khalidina, eternally you'll be there. Fiha abada. Khalidina fiha abada. Meaning forever and ever. Side note, you would find the word abada was not with the kuffar. If we've recited this ayah so many times, but if you look, when Allah says that the mushrikeena fi nari jahannam khalidina fiha, didn't say abada. In this ayah, khalidina fiha abada, so it's forever and ever. And based on this little word, they are within ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah. It's a very, very minority view. But even scholars like Ibn Taymiyyah held the opinion that Allah has left the door open potentially. Maybe for the kuffar, Allah will cause Jahannam to eventually end. That Allah will put them in there for a very long time. It would feel like eternity, but perhaps Allah will still have the opportunity to end them and end Jahannam, whereas the people of Jannah will never end. Just because that word is missing in the one ayah, not in the other. Alright? Even Allah did say Khalideen. So, this is, we said it's a minority view within Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, wallahu a'lam. Allah concludes and says, even better than Jannah, we said, what's the greatest reward? To see Allah and to get His pleasure. Radiallahu anhum wa radu an. That Allah is pleased with them, He will look at them with pleasure, you would get His ridwan. He will say to you, I am happy with you. Wa radu an. And they are happy with Allah. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَشِيَ رَبَّ. This is for the one, and it's translated here, the one who fears Allah, fears their Lord. Now I'll conclude with this. خَوْف, if you, any Arabs here? خَوْف is what? To be scared. خَشِيَ, also in English it's translated as fear. They're not the same. Iblis says, إِنِّي أَخَافَ اللَّهِ, that I fear Allah. Iblis says that. But his fear doesn't bring him closer to Allah. خَشِيَ is a logical, sensible, a fear that brings you closer to Allah. It's not a fear only of the punishment, but rather it's, in a way, one of the ways to look at it, it is the fear of being away from Allah. So you are pleased with Allah and you love Him, and you fear to be separated, like you fear to lose your children, that kind of fear, like you fear to lose your parents, you're not scared of them, but you're scared to be away from them, you're scared to do anything against them, that kind of khashya. So Allah says, this is for the one who has khashya of Allah. May Allah grant us khashya, may Allah grant us to come closer to Him. How do you get khashya? For a price, Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ إِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَىٰ, that the ones who truly attain this quality of khashya are the ulama. We don't mean by ulama the MGC, Iqsa, ulama. We talk about those who have knowledge. When I say this, I don't mean the clergy, if you quote unquote. You don't have to have a PhD or study in Medina University. Ulamaya means those who have learned and acquired knowledge and continue to acquire knowledge. They truly are the ones. Knowledge will lead you to khashya, and khashya will lead you to Jannah. Again, knowledge to khashya, khashya to Jannah. So we ask Allah to grant us beneficial knowledge and this khashya to enter us into Jannah. Ameen. Tomorrow we'll talk about Qiyamah, Surah Zalzala, the final shaking of the dunya, the last earthquake that this earth will go through. We'll talk about the events of the earth and the end of the earth tomorrow, inshaAllah. May Allah protect us. Last night we said, how many sects did the Christians divide into? 72. And today's question, the Hanif way or the way of the Hunafa is associated with which Nabi? Which Nabi was described as being a Hanif? Nabi Ibrahim, Nabi Dawood, Nabi Musa, or Nabi Isa? Easy answer, inshaAllah. And we will have our prize giving on Saturday, inshaAllah. Jazakallah khair. Wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi salamun salim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.